Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen. Good morning. How many of you went to the 4th of July parade in the village this year? I know that some of you will at least have some resonance with what I'm about to say. This is only our second summer on Cape, so we have a slight familiarity with what's coming as the summer unfolds, but we're still learning. Last year, St. Mary's had a float in the parade, and I walked behind the float, so I didn't ever really get to see the full parade. This year, Jillian and Patrick and the youth group and I had a little lemonade stand trying to raise money for the pilgrimage that we're going to go on next year, so I got to see the full parade go past me. One of the things that was unexpected to me, but obviously not to the children, was the candy. I didn't realize that throwing candy was part of the 4th of July parade. I know that Tom did because he had his little bag all ready to collect the stash that got thrown his way. And it was so fascinating to watch the different strategies that people walking in the parade or on the floats had for giving out candy. There were some women, mostly women, who were very methodical about how they gave out candy. So they walked down the side of the parade route, one on each side with their basket, handing one piece of candy to each child. And within, you know, just a little bit of time, you know, bending over and handing one piece of candy, you could see that they were dying and looking, you know, all the way down Main Street and thinking, whoa, maybe this wasn't the best strategy for the candy. Then there were some people who were on the floats, and you could tell that they weren't exactly sure what to do. They might get a little distracted by the other people on their floats, or maybe they were worried they wouldn't have enough candy. But it seemed that, you know, just every once in a while they would throw a little handful and just a couple of kids on the side of the road would get it, but they weren't really that into it. The candy was kind of an afterthought to them, or I don't know, it just felt a little stingy in comparison to the final group who obviously fully embraced the candy at the parade and with wild abandon was throwing candy right and left. I mean, literally hitting us in the heads, bouncing at our feet, rolling into the street, getting crushed by the floats. A couple times we had to pull a couple little girls back who were dashing into the street to get the candy. I mean, it was everywhere. And there was something that really touched my heart about these people who were just throwing this candy with such joy. It was such a difference for these people who, I mean, throughout the whole parade, I don't know how much candy they had on these floats, but just kept throwing it and throwing it and throwing it. Versus the women who were being very effective and very efficient, going down the line and being sure that not a single piece of candy was wasted, and that just one at a time was given out. I mean, truly, they looked like they were in agony by the end of that parade. But that is so much our cultural milieu. We don't waste things. I'm learning that about you Yankees. We don't waste things. So heaven forbid a piece of candy roll under a float and get crushed. Or that an adult get a piece. Having a super sweet tooth. I love the abundant candy. We are so accustomed in our daily lives to handing out things one at a time to be sure that they only go where they're intended to go. That is a tremendous burden and can literally be backbreaking if we are evaluating, assessing, is this efficient, is this effective, is this the way it should be going? We can become obsessed with questions of evaluation. Like in the gospel lesson, we can become obsessed with, are we thorny? Are we rocky? Are we a path? Are we good soil? Are there deep roots? Will we wither in the sun? Well, for me, the answer to all of those questions on an hourly basis is yes. I'm thorny, I'm rocky, I'm good soil, I'm bad soil. We're all of it. And we can waste our lives worrying about what kind of soil we are. Is the seed going in just the right place to bear fruit? God doesn't think like that. God is throwing candy all over the place. God is not concerned with where it lands. That joyful, creative, abundant showering of blessings in our lives is how God wants us to experience life. There's a psychiatrist named Stuart Brown who has done a lot of work on play and understanding the role that play has in the lives of children and adults. And he defines play as any purposeless, joyful activity. Purposeless and joyful. Definitely not efficient and effective and one at a time kind of activity. Definitely not an activity that you can measure the outcomes of. But what Dr. Brown has discovered is that when children are not allowed to play, they can develop very challenging personality disorders, and most of the murderers that he's studied in his psychiatry practice, the singular common factor that they have is they did not play as children. The adults that he works with who never play, never do anything purposeless and joyful, have exceedingly high levels of depression and discontent. He argues that as a species, not too far separated from animals, we are hardwired for play. When we watch the corgis run around the rectory yard chasing each other and nipping at each other, or lion cubs or gorillas, human beings are equally hardwired for play. And when we deny it and try to force ourselves to be so purposeful, so intent and effective and serious, day in and day out, it takes a huge psychic toll on all of us. I hope these lessons this morning, beginning with that Old Testament lesson that I absolutely adore because it reminds us that human families have been crazy for millennia. So for those of you who have family visiting you, you're in good company. All the way back for millennia, there's been betrayals and discord and competition and fighting. And on that crazy, rocky, thorny, pathy soil, God sows the seeds of all of the ancestors that lead down to us here today. I hope that you will look at these lessons and be gentle with yourself. To stop trying to evaluate, how good am I? To let go of that question at all. You are exactly what God made you to be. You might be thorny, you might be rocky, you might be good soil, you might be all of that all the time, and God is still abundantly casting seeds into your life. And then I hope that with that sense of gentility and joy, perhaps, that you will honestly ask yourself how often you allow purposeless, joyful activity for extended periods of time. And if it's hard for you to remember when the last time that was, let's work on getting you some hobbies. And I stand convicted of this myself. It can be so easy to just get up and go to work and go to the grocery store and take care of the children and just go through the motions of life. To build in regular time for purposeless, joyful activity is not a luxury. It's not something to be guilty about. It's not the devil's work, as our Puritan ancestors might have told us. It is an essential part of our humanity that helps us tap into our divine co-creation with God. God creates by abundant, joyful activity and invites us today to consider how we can be more purposeless and joyful. Amen.
Amen. Amen.